The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson at Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. While you wait, crowns available in many cases. In-house lab. That's great stuff. Central Point Family Dentistry, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, Freeman Way in Central Point. DL writes me this morning, Bill, I had to sound off on the commissioner issues, and in particular, John West, after hearing him on your show the other day. The employees of Josephine County have never had a commissioner that would put their feet to the fire and be managed how they should have been managed all along. Now, I've had issues with county code enforcement and their delinquency firsthand. Doing drive-bys to investigate blatant, serious code enforcement violations is not how they're supposed to be conducting them. Then saying that they found nothing. I brought a specific situation up to John West and provided proof of their delinquency, and he took care of it. He told me that if they didn't want to do their jobs how they're supposed to, then they're going to have to find another place of employment. The people that work for Josephine County do have the ideology that they run the county how they want, and they don't say to anyone. This is a very old mentality that will take years to break, and John's trying now. When they have a commissioner that works for the people instead of rubbing elbows, they're going to do anything they can to attempt to get rid of them, in my opinion. John's doing a great job for our county. I think people will see through this, okay? Patrick writes me this morning, Bill, America's dad. They talk about Tim Walz being America's dad. Unintended consequences. You know, the Democrat candidate for vice president labels himself America's dad. Oh, really? Does anybody recall the name of the last famous person labeled as America's dad? Here's a hint. Anybody remember the name Bill Cosby? There's a name to live up to, right? I think it's pretty interesting. I hadn't thought much about that. Terry from Wairika writes me and says, Bill, please tell John West that if for some reason he is recalled, we would love to have him move to Wairika. We could use a supervisor or city councilman like him, an elected official who thinks he works for the people who voted for him. Wow, what a concept. Siskiyou County and or Wairika could use another person like Mr. West. I appreciate you writing about that. Vivian writes me this morning, Bill, I'm sure you know about this and have heard the rest, but Lily Morgan, oh, this is back to the Lily Morgan Gold Hill, City of Gold Hill thing, but Lily Morgan left the city council to job hop to be a county commissioner, and when people began to be happy or unhappy with her there, she ran for Wilson and Hicks state representative seat, and then she job hopped out of there to the job as Gold Hill city manager. What a lot of us believe is that her real goal is to become the county manager of Joe County. After enough heck is raised about the commissioners directly having such a hands-on approach to the employees, and they're forced to hire a county manager. Vivian, yeah, that seems to be a pretty common bit of take out of Josephine County. Appreciate the email. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Coming up here in the next few minutes, we're going to speak to State Senator and Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum. And not only is he running for very important office here, Secretary of State, but he is one of the few Republicans to have voted no on the wildfire map, Senate Bill 762. Yeah, I've been going after, Jeff Golden and Senator Jeff Golden and State Representative Pam Marsh. But it's interesting to look at the vote. And I'm just trying to figure out why so many people were fooled. I mean, I wasn't fooled by this wildfire mapping, and I know that a lot of other people weren't too, but why did so many Republicans vote to go along to get along? I don't understand it. I know that Kim Wallen did not vote for it. I know that, I don't think the Josephine County rep, I know that Art Robinson did not vote for it either. Linthicum did not. But boy, I know that Brock Smith voted for it and all sorts of other Republican luminaries. And I just don't get this. And you look at the heartache that we find ourselves in right now, in which private property owners out in the rural areas are just being screwed to the wall. A lesson to be learned from this? I'll talk with Dennis and more coming up. Price of gold about $2,510. It's been bumping around that $2,500 to $2,550, $2,560 at some point. I'm still looking at this as a buy. I really do. I think if you don't have any gold, it's not a good financial plan. I wouldn't say go all in on any particular asset. But, as the world is experiencing economic fluctuations and more people are looking for ways to safeguard wealth, gold is a good option, one of the tools in your financial toolbox, if you want to call it that. And where to get that toolbox filled up, and that would be Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. Yeah, you could go onto their fortunereserve.com website and buy and sell it there, but I really recommend just drop into the store, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. No 800 lines, no big time celebrity spokespeople, just small time celebrity spokespeople like me who have been a friend of their recognized expert way of looking at doing business for a long, long time. One of my oldest sponsors helping out talk radio here, and I hope that you'll do business with them too. You know, stock market can be a roller coaster ride, and investors are starting to look at assets like gold to store value. That's what this is about right now. It can be very boring. You know, it sits in your safe and just stares at you, but know that it's protecting you too. And the big banks, the central banks, are buying gold hand over fist. It's probably a reason for that. They kind of realize what's going on for the long term. And maybe you should think about that too. Jay Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, the recognized experts. Go there today, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. By appointment in downtown Grants Pass, 482-3715 at 6th and G in downtown, okay? JayAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Maher Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders.
State Senator and Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum back on the program from the Klamath Falls area via Skype. Dennis, welcome back. Always good talking with you, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. It's been a good show. I'm a little bit later than typical, and it's good to have a new audience nearby listening to what we are discussing today.
And by the way, electdennis.com, because it is very important that there be a change. This is a partisan office. It is a partisan office. Secretary of State's office, you're in charge of auditing the state agencies, also running elections and coming up with rules to run fair and honest and transparent elections, and everything's fine there, right? Sorry, I just have a little tickle in my throat there. I can't. Speaking of which, I wanted to touch on something here. That did you see that article in Oregon Live about county election officials telling Oregonians to carefully vet the incoming wave of voter registration mailers from all these nonprofit groups nationally? Did you see that by chance?
I did not see that, actually.
Yeah, let me share this here, because this is an example of under the guise of, hey, we want to make sure. And believe me, Oregon already makes it extremely easy to register to vote. But a couple of national nonprofits they're writing that sent out millions of mailers encouraging Americans to register to vote in 2020 are preparing to send out more than 20,000 mailers in five of Oregon's largest counties. This according to the current Oregon Secretary of State's office. And it's a Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Isn't it fascinating that they're only doing it in Clackamas, Multnomah, Lynn, Marion, and Deschutes counties? What do you think is interesting about that, Secretary of State candidate Linthicum?
Right. Well, yeah, at some point, everything that the left is doing, everything that the Democrat Party is doing, whether in the state of Oregon or at the national level, is a masquerade. They have this facade that they've erected that they're benevolent, they're kind, they care. And so they keep putting up, you know, they're concerned about the election, and therefore they want to make sure that everybody is registered correctly so that they can all vote. Yet your local county clerk there in Jackson County, here in Klamath, even in Deschutes, across the 36 counties in Oregon, cannot, you know, remove those people without sending them a note that requires positive affirmation. You know, so if
wait a minute. You're trying to remove someone from the voter rolls that doesn't belong there. How can you get a note from someone who shouldn't be there in the first place? They might not even exist. They could be dead, couldn't they?
Exactly the point. You know, I wrote about this. I raised the issue. We on the floor, we're talking about it. And they're saying that there's this access to the vote is the most important facet of our, quote, democracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure having dead people still remain on the voter rolls. That's access to the vote, to the ballots. But who? For whom, I guess, is what I would say.
And so they concentrated all the power. They stripped this power of cleaning the voter roll from the county clerk and pushed it up to the Secretary of State, who creates the form that says, you have been inactive for the last 10 years. Now that you're inactive, we would like to remove your name. Do you affirm removing your name from our voter roll? And that form got created at the Secretary of State's office and then gets pushed out to all the county clerks, who then have to submit this form. And the last time I thought about it, you realize, as any common sense individual, the common dead person will never, ever respond in the affirmative, yes, please remove me from the voter roll.
Did you see, that's common sense. And the little side of my reptilian brain here, Secretary of State candidate Linthicum, is, doesn't this mean that essentially people are not really going to be removed from the voter rolls, even though they should be?
That's exactly right. And, you know, probably over a 10-year period, I don't know how many thousand, 18,000 people die a year in the state of Oregon. And then over a 10-year period, that's going to be 10%.
So death certificates. So death certificates going into the system, or there is no way to track that. I want to make sure that I'm clear on that, because I would have thought that someone dying and being noted in the government statistics would have somehow get you taken off of that. I guess not, huh?
That's right. Because remember, the Democrat Party majority is in charge of the election rules and regulations within the state of Oregon. They're making the rules purposely to strengthen their position within the political realm. And so nearly 40,000 people over 18 pass away annually. 40,000 people pass away annually. So over 10 years, that becomes 400,000 people. That's 10% of our population that the voter rolls are now overinflated on just by death.
Is that what they mean then when you have Dr. Douglas Frank, when he came to Josephine County, when I saw him? Actually, he came to Jackson County too, a number of months ago. Was that what he means when they would say things like, hey, Josephine County has 105% of registered voters present, you know, on the rolls? Is that what he means, these voter rolls, which have people that really don't live here and or aren't alive anymore?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. It's overinflated because they're gone. They got in their U-Haul and they drove to a freer state, or they've been put in the grave, but they're still on the voter roll. And because they're on the voter roll, how do we know when that means they're getting, if they're on the voter roll, they're getting a ballot. Everybody gets mailed a ballot. Everybody gets mailed a return stamped envelope that has their name on it.
And whether the person who actually fills out that ballot for someone who doesn't belong on there, whether it's them or not, we don't really know. And there's probably not an ability to really track that down.
Right, right. Remember, okay, the security envelope gets separated from the ballot. So after it comes in, we say, ooh, I recognize that signature. And you've signed for things at Home Depot or Walmart or even UPS before. That scribble in the electronic form never matches what your signature is. In the old days, our signature was a key identifier for who you are. When you go to real estate office and you have escrow paperwork in front of you, they matching this to your driver's license to make sure you are who you say you are and the title gets transferred properly. When it comes to registering to vote, nobody gives a rip in the state of Oregon, and therefore we have this free-for-all when it comes to casting ballots and pushing leftist ideas.
Okay, and that's why you're running for Secretary of State, to change this then. Would you be able to get rid of this loosey-goosey voter rolls not getting clean kind of thing as Secretary of State? Is that something totally within your purview, or is there legislation which is also tying the hands of the Secretary of State who's in office right now? I just want to be fair about that. That's all.
That's right. The legislature is the one who sets the rules. And then rulemaking, in other words, some of the ticky-tack kinds of details get enforced by the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State is the one who initiated the misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, artificial intelligence software.
Yeah, now you can stop that. You can stop that on your own, can't you? Right?
That's correct.
Good.
So there are certain things that I'll be able to successfully do, but man, I could be on the bully pulpit. I could be talking about these things. I could be publishing newsletters and voicing my opinion about these things and keeping the public truly informed versus keeping the public under the blanket.
All right. Tobias Reid is your Democratic opponent, all right? And I would imagine that he's probably, that's state treasurer. No, now he is the state treasurer, but he's going to face you, right? I just want
to be clear about this,
okay? And I would imagine that the Democratic hive mind is pretty heavily behind them. And I don't know, is there going to be a debate between the two of you at some point so we could actually hear this out in an open forum? I'd like to hear what Reid would have to say in answer to the concerns that you have raised.
We have it's not a debate so much as a question and answer coming from the editorial staff of the Oregonian tomorrow at noon. It won't be live, so they'll clean it up and then publish it that evening, I believe, maybe the next day. And then that'll be available, much like the interview I did with them last time. You'll find that on my website, and most people have seen it. It's a 30-minute interview.
By the way, that's electdennis.com. You can find out about okay?
That's correct. That's correct.
So are there any actual debates, though? Serious debates in which there's back and forth, in which you're able to fire back and say, hey, Tobias, you know, not so fast, buddy. You know you're wrong about this, and this is why.
No, there are not. And if they scheduled one of those, I think my mic would be muted.
Okay. All right. Is that just policy, or they're just thinking that?
We both of us carry a lot of support and bandwidth. My opponent is well known. He's been a party player and a regular Democrat, marching. He's like a saltine in a pack of crackers. He's just like all the rest of them.
Okay.
And I am actually a different voice. I bring a common sense, reasonable voice. I write like crazy, so you can find news articles from me going back, 14, 15 years. And I've never been shy about expressing these concepts of truth and policy. The 762 bill that you're talking about this morning with
I am so glad you brought that up, because we were talking about that. It's been setting people's minds on fire the last few days, these incredible attacks. And something that I've wanted to ask you, because you are one of very few Republicans who voted no against the wildfire map. It's Senate Bill 762. Becky ended up sending me the voting record on this one. And it's like everybody seemed to be lined up on that. In fact, there were just a handful of Republicans or a handful of people in the state legislature that voted against this. Reschke was one of them. Let's see, Warner Reschke. Let's see, Stark Wallen ended up voting against that, too. And let's see I'm just looking in the House right now. Bonham, even Vicky Breeze Iverson, who I've not had a lot of good things to say about for other elections, even she voted no on that. And in the Senate, look at the company that you have. You were one of the leaders in this. We had you voted against it. Boquist, Senator Boquist, and he's running for a state treasurer, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And he voted against it. Fred Girard voted against it. Dallas Hurd voted against it. You voted against it. Kim Thatcher, who, of course, you've been colleagues with Kim for years on this one. She also voted against it. And Thompson ended up voting for it. And Art Robinson, Tim Canope, and various other people, they did vote for it. I'm surprised that there was such a lockstep support. It was not even close when it came to the yeas and the nays on that. What did you see in Senate Bill 762? And what did the other people who joined you in this vote, what did they see in Senate Bill 762 that so many Republicans and all the Democrats didn't see? What happened with that? Do you know?
Yeah, I do know. I went and looked up my newsletter to refresh my memory. It's called Smoke and Mirrors. And if you want to read it, I can actually send it to you. It'll be an interesting read for people seeing it now versus back then, where things are, you know, getting pushed and shoved around. But the bill arose from Kate Brown's illogical and irrational adherence to Rahm Emanuel's advice: don't let any serious crisis go to waste. Mm. Now, the serious crisis in this case was the Paradise Fire in California that burdened the California taxpayers with some $5.5 billion in electric, you know, Pacific Gas and Electric Company failed, neglected their maintenance, their insurance kicked in, they had upgrades to utility lines that they hadn't performed, and it was a big, big deal in the state of California. So Kate Brown, realizing, hey, here's a good deal, she renames the Environment Committee to the Environment and Fire Committee. Mm-hmm. Oh, now it looks like this committee's focused on preventing fire, and like the legislature could just make a rule and somehow some government law will magically solve our fire and management problems. And the trouble with all of these things is they all get implemented by people, and people have bias and people have leanings, and people are on one side of the aisle or the other, or they're always skewing the data. You know, this statistically skewed graphic that says, for example, one came out this morning, I think it was even on your show, that says the Harris-Waltz future looks bright because she'll reduce the deficit, whereas Trump and Vance won't reduce the deficit.
What?
She'll reduce the deficit by taxing the daylights out of every walking living being. And Trump wants to, reinforce his tax benefits from his prior administration.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, sir, humans are flawed, but why were so many Republicans fooled on this one? Because, like I said, there were in the House, there were 49 that agreed and voted for Senate Bill 762. There were only six that did that, and only a handful of Republicans that voted against it in the Senate, you being one of them. And it's just, how were so many people fooled by the Kate Brown deal? How were they sucked in? Because this is, you know, this is why I say you just can't be a Republican. You got to be thinking Republican here. And apparently the ones that voted no were the thinking ones here, Dennis.
So the section one tells the whole story. It's supposedly about electrical system plans. That's the title, electrical system plans.
This is Senate Bill 762. That was the start of it?
762. And then it says section two then goes on to talk about municipal electric systems providing electricity, and they're all talking about electrical transmission and distribution system, et cetera, till we get the end of that sentence, and it says, including but not limited to risk-based wildfire protection and risk-based wildfire mitigation procedures and standards. And that was a red flag to me. we're no longer really talking about electrical systems management and safety. We're now talking about forest management policy and mitigating fire procedures and managing your land instead of you being in charge of your land. We're going to put some.
All right. So Senate Bill 762, if you read the bill, was a bait and switch right from the beginning. And a whole lot of people were fooled by it.
That's right. It had very little to do with transmission lines or electrical substations.
Yeah, keeping the substations, keeping the power on. It had to do with getting the state's hooks in your land via wildfire policy.
It's universal. It's not just your land near a power line, right? That might make sense. But it was all state lands, all federal lands, any land within the Forest Service or state forestry program, all of those lands, it's everything. Anytime your house comes next to a WUI, a wildland urban interface, and they basically expanded the WUI to be, you know, kind of a FUI. It's a forest urban interface. Anytime you're near a tree, you're in this interface.
Yeah, you're part of the WUI now. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. That is
And this is the same thing you see in the conversation you had with regard to old growth. The forests in the hardwood forests in southern Tennessee don't look anything like the fir and pine forests here in the Pacific Northwest. The individuals that come out of a Forest Service program have to be focused on location, location, location. It's like real estate. It matters, are you on the eastern side of the Cascades where we're in the rain shadow, or are you on the damp side of the Cascades where these trees are growing in 20 years? We're here on the east side, they're growing in 60 or 70 years. And so there's an entirely different management landscape. There are fewer trees per acre on the desert side, and there are more trees per acre. And so management plans have to be different based on locale.
And so having this single size, one size fits all that the Biden administration is trying to do through this old growth protection amendment, that's not going to work. That doesn't work.
They can make it work by forcing everybody into this shoe, even though it doesn't fit anybody. Nobody would ever come up with a policy like this. Everybody has to wear a lady size 8, right? Nobody puts.
I don't know. Lady size
like
8
that
might look pretty cute on me, Senator. But but I get the point. I get the point. But I guess, you know, it's the same thought process that got Senate Bill 762 passed with so many Republican votes. You're not one of them, though. And many of our folks here in Southern Oregon did not vote for this, okay? But is it the same line of thinking that got the tampons in the boys' room bill passed, too? I'm just curious. Is it kind of a go-along-to-get-along, or how were Republicans fooled on that one, you think?
I think it is a little bit of go-along-get-along. You know, we're always naysayers. See, every time the left wants to spend a dime, Republicans say, no, let's save the dime for a rainy day. And that's a great way to go about it. But after a while, everybody calls you Scrooge, or you're too frugal, or you're too cheap.
Oh, it's much more fun than to spend the money and go along and vote yes on the bills. But this is the questions in the conversations I've had with Kevin Sterrett over at Oregon Firearms Federation. It's not enough just to be a Republican. You have to be a Republican that's not there to pass bad Democrat bills. And that's exactly what they did with Senate Bill 762, except with the people who voted no wisely, just like we mentioned. He's right. This is the kind of thing that we battle, because how do you have the moral authority to then go out there and take on Senate Bill 762? You help the Democrats pass it, not you. I'm talking about the other ones.
And we see this. See, the federal government has this super persuasive and powerful machine, and it's called the printing press.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw money anywhere they want to make influence policy difference. So they throw money at the Oregon Forestry Department. They throw money at county commissioners. They throw money at city municipalities throughout the state. For example, we see COVID money coming in, and all of a sudden now there's a multi-purpose and pandemic use center going in. And
I guess the name of, you know, FEMA camp, potential for future FEMA camp, that wouldn't work. Okay, we don't want that.
Right. But the point
I'm
is
kidding,
they,
guys.
They buy allegiance. They say you can use it as long as, and you have to, every dollar that comes from the federal government, just like every dollar from the state government, has a string attached to it. And when your county commissioners and when your city municipal city council persons accept those dollars, they also accept the adherence to the rules and regulations that come with managing those dollars. And so this is how everybody gets put in line, as we are so used to this concept. We're not going to save the dime for a rainy day. We're going to spend
We're going to spend it. We're going to grab it. We're going to put it in the bicycle bumways in Medford or in Grants Pass or whatever the case might be. All right. You know, Senator, I guess the point, you know, we're never going to regain. In fact, I know on the Oregon Eagle right now, you have the front page article there, "Our Vanishing Freedoms, Time to Demand Transparency in Government." It's not only the transparency which is needed, and you eloquently, you know, state that in there, but you got to stop taking the grants. I mean, you just tie the people down, like with these hundreds of little Lilliputian, you know, it's like the old Gulliver's Tales, you know, kind of thing, where you're just pinned down by all the strings attached in every aspect of governing, you know.
And there's a ton of mistruth. There's things that are assumed but never spoken. For example, the title of 762 was regarding electrical transmission.
That was a lie. It was really about locking up public property or private property under the guise of wildfire. That's really what it was.
That was a lie. There was no funding for risk-based analysis of substations or transmission lines. We've got thousands of miles of transmission lines. You know, they can add up the thousands of miles of highway miles, but nobody ever adds up the thousands of miles of transmission lines. There was no analysis of that. There was no ways of alleviating the transmission or cleaning up the transmission lines. Instead, they did a one-size-fits-all. They tried to put your fat foot into that size 8, and they squished it in there and said, there, that ought to work.
Yeah, and now look where we're dealing, and people are having to take blood and treasure and time and energy to fight what the state legislature could have stopped right back then, had no business getting involved with in the first part. And this is the part that just makes me want to spit about the whole Senate Bill 762. These were unforced errors.
It's better than that. We could not have stopped it, okay? But it would not have been bipartisan. And then the Democrat Party would be carrying that like a badge of shame. That would be their scarlet letter A.
Maybe that's why Senator Golden and Pam Marsh feel no harm about this, because there were so many Republicans that joined them stupidly to vote for that.
Yeah, it's just political exploitation of the common people. They're going to push people closer and closer to metro areas because they can't afford
to live on the private, on the rural lands there. All right, Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum, electdennis.com. Almost out of time, Dennis. I appreciate that, but I'm glad we were able to talk about Senate Bill 762. The thing is, though, you said that it couldn't have been stopped. It could have been once again. Had there been a walkout, it could have been.
Well, actually, if there had been no Republican votes, they wouldn't have wanted to carry this shameful bucket. So they would have left it behind.
Oh, just if the Republicans had voted no. If it had just been a Democrat bill, they wouldn't have wanted it. That's a very good point. All right. Let me grab a call before you take off here, Dennis, okay?
Well, let me point out one other thing that people may be interested in. When you look at the Section 43 of this bill, they just deleted one little section. They say Forest Protection District assessments will be pursuant to ORS 477, and they name several of them, and then they strike 477.060, which was a $10 limit per land parcel.
Ah, so the limitation that would protect the private property got taken out. So the sky's the limit.
They could have left and Golden, Senator Golden and Rep Marsh both knew that they struck that one ORS limit, and that opened up the whole game to a entirely new tax and spend policy mandate.
All right. Hey, thanks for the clarification on that, Senator. Hey, good morning, caller. You're with Dennis Linthicum. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, this is Sherman Simmons out in San Francisco Valley.
Yeah, Sherman, you wanted to ask Dennis a question about this? Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make a quick comment. When this all came up, it's my understanding the insurance companies were not supposed to use that fire map for establishing their rates. Well, I got a real shock a few months ago after that passed. I called my insurance agent, and I said, Sarah, I want to pay my property insurance. I live in Sam's Valley out by Rainy Smart, and I've got a ranch out here.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to pay the whole thing in advance so it's done. And she said, Sherm, you mean you want to pay the whole thing today? And I said, what do you mean, Sarah? It's not that much. She said, do you know what your classification is out there now? I said, no, what's the story? She said, that new fire map, she said, your race just went up 3 times. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're kidding me. I said, oh, man. I said, okay, Sarah, after she told me the number, I said, I'll pay $500 at a time. That's what happened with that fire map. It's costing us big time right up front. That was not supposed to have happened.
But it did anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that portion of that was, quote, fixed, and by fixed, this what they mean is sleight of hand. Supposedly, your insurance company can't use that map, but now that that knowledge is there, they can then resurrect some other kind of assessment method without using that map.
In other words, the information can't be unseen once the government has done the map, collating right. All that information together. You can't unsee it once you've seen
it. That's absolutely right. Once you've seen one of those little porno books that are in your local library, you can't unsee it.
Okay, well, that's the way we can look at the fire map. Yeah, the little fire porno map, all right? Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum, support the candidacy, please. He's needed there as Secretary of State. We need that. ElectDennis.com, ElectDennis.com. By the way, Oregon Eagle has him on the front page of this month's edition. Our Vanishing Freedoms, Time to Demand Transparency in Government. All right, so when do you think that that Oregon Live conversation with you and your opponent will be going up? Do you know?
They didn't tell us when it would air, but last time it did not take long for them to get it cleaned up and produced, and they did a good job. The entire conversation was there, and so I expect to get the same results this time. But it'll be, you'll get 2 minutes. The other guy will get 2 minutes. I'll get 2 minutes. The other guy will get 2 minutes, and we'll go back and forth like that. And not necessarily, they made it sound like we're not going to have a debate. You can respond, but we'd prefer you answer the question we ask you.
Yeah, I still think there should be a debate. I'm hoping you can arrange one. I'd like to see that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis. And we'll talk soon. You be well and enjoy Labor Day weekend. And we'll catch you next week sometime, okay? Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Bill. It's a great day for a good conversation that's filled with insight for the voters of Oregon.
Yeah, and thank you for explaining how so many people got fooled on this one, or maybe intentionally, willfully got fooled. I don't know. I don't want to put too many bad motives behind that Senate Bill 762 vote, but that was a bipartisan fraud put on the people. Thank you, Dennis. It is 846 KMED, 99.3 KBXG, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show, 770-5633, if you wanted to weigh in. And some open phone time for the rest.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton wood grain finish collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Rock This Town by Stray Cats was released in 1981 and peaked at number 9 on the singles chart. Mallett Construction can relate to this song because we rock your town one building at a time by firming up and solidifying foundations, leveling floors, and fixing the water problems that cause instability. So don't let those cracks in walls make you scream and shout. Mallett will rock your place inside out. Visit MalletteConstruction.com. By the way, Stray Cats may look and sound like they're from the UK, but they're actually from Long Island, New York.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9224.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. For a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
It's Bowl for Vets at Lava Lanes on Saturday, September 14th, noon to 3 p.m. It's a no-tap tournament and is raising funds for veteran services and suicide prevention. The opening ceremony is hosted by Marshall Holman. You'll get 3 games, shoes, swag, and a ticket for raffle prizes. Register for Bowl for Vets by September 7th by going to eventbrite.com and searching First Annual Bowl for Vets. That's Eventbrite, and search for First Annual Bowl for Vets. And we'll see you on Saturday, September 14th at noon at Lava Lanes.
849, a little bit of time for some open phones. 770-563-3770-KMED. By the way, Secretary of State and current Senator, State Senator Linthicum, ended up saying that he wanted me to correct the record. I misspoke on our conversation about that part of the law, Senate Bill 762, which was struck, limiting the assessment to $10 per property, you know, that sort of thing. It was actually $25. $25. Just wanted to make sure that you have. He says ORS 477.060 was struck from the existing laws. The Democrats can repeal stuff when they want. Okay. He's laughing on this. But yeah, we needed to have a good conversation about this. And this is why it is not enough just to have Republicans. You have to have Republicans that are not helping Democrats pass the laws. And I'm looking at like the Noah Robinsons that understand this. Dennis Linthicum's understand this. Diane Linthicum, who, of course, is likely taking Dennis's place, certainly understands that. And a handful of others, you know, this idea that, you know, there. And by the way, Kim Wallen did not vote for that. Kim Wallen did not vote for that here in Jackson County. Thank goodness. Thank you, Kim, for seeing through this, for seeing through the fraud. And because every Republican vote for that Democratic monstrosity, Senate Bill 762, gives the Pam Marshes and the Jeff Goldens of the world political cover. Frankly, Golden and Marsh should be walking around with their head hung low. But instead, it's kind of like, well, yeah, you Republicans helped us. Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. If, you know, and there it is. They start the bill off with all this conversation about, well, yeah, we're going to ensure electricity delivery and make the safety of the lines and things like that. But it really ended up being the camel's nose into the tent of just, you know, assessing all your properties for just wildfire risk. And wildfire risk, of course, in the state of Oregon is not wildfire risk of you generating wildfire. It's wildfire of you living next to the federal lands, which Senate Bill 762 does nothing about. It's about offshoring, essentially transferring of the liability. And frankly, so that the Democrats like Marsh and Jeff Golden have more money out of the regular fund to be able to, I don't know, write hot checks to the Stabbin' Wagon deals. You know, they're friends, you know, write checks for that kind of stuff because that's fun money to spend. Yes, and gender-affirming care and all the rest of it. That's the stuff we want to spend the money on, not putting out wildfires from the federal lands. So, yeah, I'm a little bit PO'd about this. So if you got something on your mind, we can talk about it. 770-5633. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, we provide well water services to your home and business from field to faucet. Our drilling team will construct your water well, and our technicians at Siskiyou Pump Service can take it from there with pump installation, water filtration systems, and installation of a holding tank if needed. Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company are here for you with complete well water services from field to faucet. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit us at siskiyoupump.com.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience in thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Joel here from Butler Ford and Truck Center, and hey, I know I get excited in these ads and I start talking loud and fast, but hey, that's because I genuinely love Ford trucks and SUV. I own Fords. My family and friends drive Fords. I've been selling Fords at Butler for over 21 years to happy customers like you who've made Butler Ford the highest Google-rated Ford store in Oregon. So when I see a good deal on a Ford F-150 Super Duty or SUV, I get excited to tell you about it. And right now, I'm excited that you can pay only $399 a month to lease a Ford F-150 4x4. Pay $399 a month, drive it for 3 years, then come back and get a new one. I also want you to know that interest rates on the new Ford Escape are down to 2.9% for 75 months. 2.9 for 75 months? So yes, I get excited about saving our customers money on a new Ford. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where we got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, and your savings.
36-month lease to qualifying trading customers with $63.58 to assigning, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on stock number 59693 and selling price of $52,905 after all rebates and discounts. 75 monthly payments of $14.59 per thousand financed. All financing on approved credit through Ford Credit. See dealer for more details.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Good morning. This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Okay, this is going to be a lightning fast caller segment here. We'll have more for Conspiracy Theory Thursday, so we'll keep our comments pithy. And Glenn Archambault's here. Hello, Glenn. What are you thinking?
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
You may remember that I worked in the sawmill industry for many years.
Yes.
In Klamath Falls, Oregon, and I just discovered that the EPA took over the Klamath Ironworks and now are in possession and control it. And they say the place is so toxic that to defend the state of Oregon, we're going to remove this whole building and facility. So a huge chunk of the sawmill industry has now disappeared.
Wow. Did not hear this.
They tore it down.
Yeah. Oh, they tore it down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And the EPA took it over from the DEQ. DEQ was the beginning agency on this project. And then the EPA took it over.
Yeah, so much for getting back into the woods, I guess. All right, I appreciate the call there. Thank you, Glenn. We'll have you back. Let me go to Ann, the horse lady. Hello, Ann. Go ahead.
I went to Cliff Bence's town hall meeting last week, mm-hmm. or this week, I don't remember. Anyway, in the beginning, he was introduced Jeff Golden, who happened to be sitting three seats down from me.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 minutes later, I turned around and looked, and Golden was gone. And the place was pretty packed.
Really? Wonder why he left.
Yeah. Gone. He had been invited by the Republican office here in Medford, and he went poof.
That's interesting. I'll have to think about that a little bit. What do you think was going on?
Well, there were a lot of people there, and Cliff Bence is a good guy. I always learn something when I go to his town halls, and it was pretty interesting to turn around and Golden was just gone.
Yeah, feeling a little bit of heat, I suppose. Hey, I appreciate that, Ann. Let me go to Holly. Holly, emergency city council meeting in Grants Pass. What's going on with that tonight?
Tonight at 6 o'clock at city council chambers, they're wanting to discuss the humanitarian crisis, in quotes, that they are seeing as a result of moving the homeless people from parks into specific lots where they can provide consolidated assistance.
And what time is that going on again?
6 o'clock tonight at City Council Chambers. Every citizen will have the opportunity to give 2 minutes of public comment.
All right. I imagine that's going to be pretty heated. Thanks for the note. Duly noted there. 8:58 in. Hey, Lucretia, I'll give you a quick bite here, although normally it would be Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but let's hear it on UFOs.
On UFOs. Okay, quick question. How much is 1 trillion seconds?
1 trillion seconds, a long time. I couldn't tell you. I don't have time for the quiz, but give me your take, please.
Okay, 31,000 years.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Admiral Byrd said when he went to Antarctica, he said there's things flying so fast that just, you know, would wipe out anything we have by far. And Wernher von Braun said in the future we're going to be going to space with electrogravitics. He really meant electromagnetics, because the electromagnetic energy is, a trillion has 12 zeros. This has 36 zeros, 1 to the 36th power stronger than any kind of gravity.
And what is the significance of that, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, because they use, remember I told you how every meter you go up, you get another 100 volts? They already have devices, you know, those little skateboards that'll hover and hovercrafts and all that. Well, the power of the electromagnetics, you know, going off the Earth's negative charge and the sun, I guess, positive charge.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. In other words, if we can get to, if you get some free energy for us, tell me about that. Okay. All right.
Well, people are.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as we see Boeing replaced by the free electric plane, I'm good with that. All right. If we can make it happen. All right. I got to go. Got to go. Like I said. Lucretia, out of time. KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. We'll talk more on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, Town Hall News.